Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 2.99% APR on a 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Well, that was a collapse for the ages for Texas Tech basketball. I'm Pete Mundo. Welcome in. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference, and I had to jump on to basically have a therapy session with Tech fans. You are minutes away from a Final Four, your second in program history, the only other one coming in 2019 with Chris Beard when you were the NCAA runner-ups to Virginia. And you are tasting, you are smelling, you are feeling that Final Four. And then you hit the 7-minute mark. And then it all goes downhill. If you are just joining us, please make sure that you hit that thumbs up video, that thumbs up on the video, subscribe to the podcast, and we appreciate you doing that as always. And let us know where you're watching from as well. I feel for every Texas Tech fan. And if you're a Big 12 fan, you should feel for every Texas Tech fan. Because we needed Tech to get to a Final Four. I'll explain why here in a few minutes. But first, now to the game. There's no doubt that Florida got red hot down the stretch. But if you're Texas Tech and you are sitting there and you are feeling yourself with a 67-57 lead with about 7.5 minutes left, and you're like, we got this. And then at the 6-minute mark, you're once again on top, 71-61 after a JT Toppin layup. That came at the 6:18 mark. You are like, okay, let's start booking those tickets in San Antonio. Let's start looking at potentially hotels for the Alamo Dome. Where are we going to be staying? How close can we get to the site of the Final Four? You're going to be right down the road. That thing is going to be filled with Texas Tech fans in the Alamo Dome. And instead, if a Tech fan stumbles upon the Alamo Dome next weekend, it will be because they enjoy serious pain. That's the only reason you would find yourself, unless of course you live there and you're a Tech fan, anywhere near San Antonio next weekend. That was painful to watch. And there's no doubt what Walter Clayton did for Florida will be remembered for a very long time, at least by Florida fans. It was an epic close for Clayton, who had 30 points on the night and just got red hot down the stretch. But you know what? Texas Tech did not do itself any favors. Texas Tech crapped the bed at the free throw line. That killed them in this game. They were 7-13 from the free throw line. Florida was 25 of 27. That's your ball game. But it wasn't just that they missed half of their free throws. It was when they came. Tech had a chance to stop the bleeding, and they kept missing front ends of one and ones. Or, you know, Christian Anderson missed a couple of big free throws. Darian Williams missed a couple of big free throws. JT Toppin missed a free throw as well. I mean, they were missing free throws left and right down the stretch. And it cost them, you know, 4 points down the stretch, and that gave Florida new life. That's the other part of this. Florida got energized by those missed free throws. It kept their momentum going. That's what missed free throws do, right? Like, I'm looking back at this at the under 4-minute mark after the TV timeout. Christian Anderson misses two free throws. Excuse me. He makes two free throws, and then they get ice cold. So Anderson makes these two free throws out of that TV timeout, right? So they're still sitting there with a 9-point lead with about 3:50 to go. And then you go down the stretch and you see, okay, Darian Williams missed free throw. JT Toppin missed free throw. You look at those moments in particular and you say to yourself, that's a big part, not the reason, but that's a big part of why Texas Tech could not get it done in this game. A big reason. And you can't deny that. I mean, it's cliche to say it's about the free throw line, but when you're 7-13 and your opponent goes 25-27 and you're missing a couple of big ones down the stretch, I mean, that plays an impact. There's no doubt that that plays a major impact in these games. And that's exactly what happened. And you heard the broadcast crew talk about this. When it started to get high tempo, that was going to play in Florida's favor. That was not going to be a strategy that was going to help Texas Tech win this game. And there were a couple of times when Texas Tech got out of its element. They thought that they were going to be this up-tempo team that was going to go out there and was going to somehow keep up with the Gators. And that was not how Texas Tech was ever going to win this game. And you saw Grant McCasland at one point in this game when his guys were getting a little too hot. They were feeling themselves a little bit. You saw him say, slow it down. And he was hand gesturing, slow it down. Multiple times in that second half, the cameras caught him doing that because he knew they were not going to win this game going blow for blow from three-point land with Florida. And yeah, this is painful. I mean, as RT says here, this is going to feed the false narrative of the SEC over the Big 12. Well, RT, I hate to break it to you, brother, but right now, the SEC is the better basketball conference. And I say this as a Big 12 guy. It's indisputable. They had more teams in the Sweet 16. They just beat us in a Big 12 SEC matchup. They might get two more in tomorrow, right? I mean, you know, they might get one more in tonight as of this conversation. Alabama Duke's going on. And all SEC Final Four, and you know what? I don't know what I'll do. I want to keep it, not that we're reliant on the FCC here, but I want to keep it family friendly. I don't know what I'll do, but I know what I won't be doing. Watching the Final Four next week, and if we get an all SEC Final Four, which, yes, is entirely possible. But, you know, you got Tennessee-Houston tomorrow, and you've got Auburn-Michigan State. And that's why now everything is on Houston. All the pressure for the Big 12 is on the Houston Cougars.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
And that's because if the Big 12 misses the Final Four, that will be three straight years of the Big 12 not making the Final Four. The last time the Big 12 will have had a team in the Final Four would have been 2022 when KU won the whole thing. But they've not had a team there the last couple of years. And if you want to stop the narrative of the SEC taking over college basketball as well, well, Houston's got to win tomorrow and, frankly, probably has to then win the whole thing. At least get to a championship game. Because if not, you'll have had, you know, the last couple of years. In 23, you had the Big East, the ACC, the Mountain West, and Conference USA. In 2024, you had the Big East, the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC. And this year, thus far, we have an SEC team in there in Florida after that win over Texas Tech. So from that perspective alone, I mean, you're looking at this thing and you're saying to yourself, man, it is not going to be a good look for the Big 12 if the SEC is looking at multiple Final Four bids. And if you're on the outside looking in. Now, if Houston wins tomorrow and Auburn wins tomorrow and then Houston beats Auburn and then you got a Houston whoever national championship, Houston, Florida, I don't know. That puts you in a much better spot to feel like, okay, Big 12 at the very top has the juice to play with the best of the best in the country. And let's be honest. You look back on this season and Houston was the far superior team in the entire Big 12. I mean, it wasn't really all that close. They won the regular season by four games, right? I mean, go back. They were 19-1. Tech was 15-5. Then, you know, you go through the postseason. You go through the Big 12 tournament, and they had a great comeback there to beat Arizona to win the whole deal in Kansas City a couple of weeks back. And now, you know, thus far, they win their first round game. They beat Gonzaga, and they were kind of ugly against Purdue in that Sweet 16 game on Friday night. But you know what? They got it done in a very tough environment in Indianapolis against Purdue. But it is all on Houston to get to the Final Four. And if the Big 12 goes three straight seasons without a team in the Final Four, listen, it's a bad look for the conference. The conference can't say it's the premier college basketball conference in America if they miss the Final Four for a third straight year. And don't tell me, well, it's all, you know, one and done, and it's not entirely emblematic of how a team's season goes. This is how we judge programs. Programs in college basketball, fair or not, are judged based on March. They're judged based on the NCAA tournament. It's been like that since the beginning of the tournament. You remember those who show off in March. You remember coaches and teams and players who rise to the top in March, not in late January or early February. That's how this sport has always been analyzed, and that's how winners have been separated from losers. And that's where champions are made. So don't tell me, well, it's a one and done. It doesn't matter. College basketball is about March. Okay? So it is what it is. The Big 12 is potentially on the verge, unless Houston gets it done, and I hope like heck they do, of having three straight seasons without a team in the Final Four, while the SEC could be punching multiple bids to the Final Four, in which case you will have to say the SEC right now is the premier college basketball conference. It doesn't matter what Brett Yormark says. It doesn't matter what I say. I can try to convince you of something, but the numbers wouldn't back it up. And you know I'm Big 12 and anti-SEC through and through. Heck, I mean, you know, we're the ones here that have the SEC undefeated in hypothetical games t-shirts out that you can buy in our shop that I'll put a link to in the description of the show. I mean, trust me, I'm not looking to give them any more credit than they're due, but I'm also not going to sit here and BS you about it. That's not what I do. So it is tough to watch. Mickey says, I'm not watching any games outside of the Big 12. I feel the bracket is rigged for a Final Four for the SEC. Well, there's no doubt the SEC got a very good blend when it comes to top teams being in different regions. That usually happens in the NCAA tournament, but, you know, they certainly seem to get the benefit of the doubt. I will say that much. There's no doubt about it. They got the benefit of the doubt in many cases. But, you know, the SEC did have a Sweet 16 game between Tennessee and Kentucky, so it's not like they separated everybody that they could, but there's no doubt they could have multiple teams in the Final Four, and that would just absolutely stink for everybody, including the Big 12. There's no doubt about it. It's very, very frustrating to watch. Kelvin Sampson is due. I sure hope so. Wet Blanket on YouTube. Love the name, by the way. Well done. I like that a lot. The thing is, when this is from Adam, when the Big 12 was better, media was silent. When the SEC is better, it's nonstop media blitz. That is true, Adam. That's why this website, Heartland College Sports, exists. That's why I built it 10 years ago. You're absolutely right. When the Big 12 was winning back-to-back national championships in 21 with Baylor and in 22 with Kansas, there was not a lot of talk about that. Spot on, my man. You are right. But now here we are, and there's no doubt the SEC could find itself in a position where they have multiple teams in the Final Four and they have a national champion. But let's not forget, the SEC has not had a national champion since Kentucky back in 2012. So it has been a while. But listen, they've had a historic season. I can't take that away from them. And if they get, God forbid, three in the Final Four, you know we are going to have to hear a lot about it. There is no doubt about that. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys for being here. Go Houston. Hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel and the podcast. And we will talk to you Sunday night after the Houston game here on Heartland College Sports. Take care and join our forums as well. Those are free at heartlandcollegesports.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclusive Civic SI and Type R.